ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ओम नमो भगवते
वासुदेवाय
ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
सर गुड मॉर्निंग मीटिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 5 चैप्टर 4 एंटाइटल द कैरेक्टरिस्टिक्स ऑफ ऋषभदेव
जय
टेक्स्ट नंबर 8
जागरूक
कोर्स 8 इज अ प्रोज So, probably we go to that, go to a meeting and translation and purpose, but Srila Prabhupada, Prabhupada will come to that. Thereupon, after the departure of his father.
After the departure of his father.
Bhagavan. The Supreme Personality of Godhead.
The Supreme Personality of Godhead.
Rishabhadeva. His own kingdom, karma shetram, the field of activities, anumanyamanaha, accepting as pradarshita, shown as an example, gurukula vasa, lived at the gurukula, labda. Having achieved
by
gifts,
gifts.
Gurubi,
Gurubi
by the spiritual masters,
Anujnyataha,
being ordered, Rehami Vina
of
the householders,
Dharmam,
duties. Anusikshyamana,
teaching by example,
Jayantiyam, in his wife,
Jayanti.
Indra Datayam, offered by Lord Indra, Natham, Ubaya Lakshanam, of both types, Karma, activities, Samam Nayam, Natham, mentioned in the scriptures. Abhiyujan.
Performing.
Atma Jnanam. Sons. Atma Samanam. Exactly like himself.
Exactly like himself.
100.
100.
Janayam Asha. Bigger. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation. After Navi Maharaj departed for Badrikashrama, the Supreme Lord Rishabhadeva understood that his kingdom was his field of activities. He therefore showed himself as an example and taught the duties of a householder by first accepting Brahmacharya under the direction of spiritual masters. He also went to live at the spiritual master's place, Gurukula. After his education was finished, he gave gifts, Guru Dakshina, to his spiritual master and then accepted the life of a householder. He took a wife named Jayanti and begot 100 sons who were as powerful and qualified as himself. His wife Jayanti had been offered to him by Indra, the king of heaven. Rishabhadev and Jayanti performed householder life in an exemplary way. Carrying out ritualistic activities ordained by the fruits, by the Sruti and Sruti Shastras. Okay. Being an incarnation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Rishabhadeva had nothing to do with material affairs. As stated in Bhagavad Gita, Haritranaya Sadhanam Vinashasya Dhuskriya. The purpose of an incarnation is to liberate his devotees and to stop the demonic activities of non-devotees. These are the two functions of the Supreme Lord when he incarnates. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has said that in order to preach, one must live a practical life and show people how to do things. Apani Achari Bhakti Shikhayu Sabari. One cannot teach others unless he behaves the same way himself. Rishabhadev was an ideal king and he took his education in the Gurukula, although he was already educated because the Supreme Lord is omniscient. Although Rishabhadev had nothing to learn from Gurukula, he went there just to teach the people in general how to take an education from the right source, from varied teachers. He then entered a householder life and lived according to the principles of Vedic knowledge, Shruti and Smriti. In his Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu 1.2.20, Srila Rupa Goswami, quoting the Skanda Purana, states, Shruti Smriti Purana Adi Pancharatra Vidhim Vina Akantiki Arer Bhakti Utpaitaya Kalpate. Human society must follow the instruction received from Shruti and Smriti, Vedic literature. Practically applied in life, this is worship of the Supreme Personality of Godhead according to the Pancharatrika Vidhi. Every human being must advance in his spiritual life and at the end return home back to God. Maharaj Rishabdev strictly followed all these principles. He remained an idol grahastha and taught his sons how to become perfect in spiritual life. These are some examples of how he ruled the earth and completed his mission as an incarnation. Om Ajnanatimarandasya Gyananjana Salakya Shakshur Militanena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manovishtam Stapitam Vena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Tadati Swapadantika Mandeham Sri Guru Sri Yuta Padakamalam Sri Guru Vaishnavamsa Sri Rupam Sarvajatam Sarvana Raghunatam Vitam Tamasativam Sarvaitam Savabhutam Parijana Sagitam Krishna Tanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Pada Sarvana Lalita Sri Vishwavam ஏ கிருஷ்ணா கருணா சிந்து தீனபந்து ஜனபதே கோபேஷா கோபிகா காந்தா ராதா ராதா நமஸ்தே கிருஷ்ணகாஞ்சன கௌரங்கி ராதே விருந்தாவனேஸ்வரி விஷபானு சுகதேவி பிரணமாபியே வஞ்ச கல்பத்தரு வேஷ்யா கிருபா சிந்துபியை விஜா பதிதானாம் பாவனேபியோ வைஷ்ணவேபியோ நம நமக ஜெய் ஸ்ரீ கிருஷ்ண சைத்தன்யா பிரபு நித்யானந்த ஸ்ரீ விஷகதாதா ஸ்ரீயசாரி கௌர பக்தவிருந்த ஹரே கிருஷ்ணா ஹரே கிருஷ்ணா 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 ஹரே 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 ராம ஹரே ராம 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 Hare Krishna. The blessings of all Asanga Vaishnavas will discuss today from text 8, chapter 4, canto 5. So here, King Nabi, exemplary devotee. In the previous two verses we can see the sages glorifying King Nabi because of his, mainly because of his devotion towards the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And his behavior towards the Brahmanas. Actually, the mercy of the Brahmanas, he became able to see the Lord face to face. Now, he has retired from his household life and he wants to dedicate with his wife and went to Badrikashram, full-time devotional service. So Rishabdev was qualified. He was selected not by popular votes, but by the qualification and by the activities of Rishabdev. And he had the full opulence. He showed all the symptoms of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. When he was born, there was marks of the they saw that the feet of Rishabdev had auspicious mark, which is given in the scriptures of the Supreme Person. Purush. There are symptoms, bodily symptoms, and there are signs in the foot, in the hand, and the activities. So that's how they distinguish the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He's just like a human being, but his activities are superhuman. Yeah. So the Supreme Lord appeared. We can see from Bhagavad Gita, Paritranaya Sadhana Vinashasya Duskritam Dharma Samstapanataya Sambhavami Yuge. The Lord appeared in His own mercy, Atma Maya, in Ajavisa and Abhyatma. The living entity is Aja, is unborn, and the Supreme Lord is also unborn. But the difference is Abhyatma. Ajopis and Avyatma. Avyatma means the living entity body is destructible, where the Supreme Lord, His body is never destructible. That is the reason why the Supreme Lord can remember all the birth. That's the question, answer to the question of Arjuna asking. You have given this science, this transcendental knowledge, science of Bhakti Yoga to Vivaswan, the Sun God. How is it possible? He knows that Krishna is supreme because he has concluded that Param Dhamma, Param Brahma. But then he wants to set in a criteria helping the citizens of Kali Yuga to understand. And more than that, he wants Krishna to speak about himself. If a person, you know, for example, if you're meeting a person and if he starts speaking about himself, you feel uncomfortable because I'm not interested. Why is he showing up? So, but then a devotee knows actually how to make a saintly person to speak. Questions pertaining to the knowledge of Krishna, his form, name, activities, that is Lokamangala. Sadhu Muniya Prashto Bhavadbi Lokamangalam. This is the sage's saying that Sutta Goswami is saying to the sages. Your questions are very good because that is pertaining to Krishna, anything related to Krishna. So that's why the sadhus, if you see, the spiritual masters are the great devotees. They are Muni, actually, they are thoughtful. Sita Pragya, you can see from Bhagavad Gita. And they don't speak nonsense. Or silent. Prabhupada, the definition of silence is that speak only about Krishna. But we, as a practicing devotee, we want to take association of devotees, right? The association of devotees means proper inquiry about the absolute truth and submissive service, and the self-realized soul can impart knowledge unto you. That is our process. A submissive inquiry and proper attitude of service should be there. So when the questions are we asking, so they are filled with Krishna in their hearts. But to receive that mercy, we should present ourselves as a menial person. This is following the footsteps of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He presented himself as a fool, as a servant to his spiritual master, and then he got the mantra. He knows all the scriptures, he knows all the Vedanta, he was a Pandit, he was a Nimai Pandit. But then he because of his humble attitude, he has attracted the heart of even the Prakashananda Saraswati, who is the leader of the Mayavadi school. So the Lord appeared Atma Maya. Maya in that, you know, has different meaning according to the dictionary. One is energy. You know, Maya as external energy. But here Krishna appeared as Maya, that is internal energy. Atma Maya, Maya energy. And also Maya means mercy. One of the definitions of Maya is also called mercy. Because you don't have to speculate how the Lord will look or what he is, because the Lord himself presenting before us. Paritranaya sadhanam vinashasya duskritam. The Lord actually doesn't have to come to kill the demon. Like a president of the country doesn't have to practically go in person to punish the criminal who is making nonsense in the street. He has a department which is called law and order, and there are police and advocates and everything. They will take care of that. Minor petty cases. Why the supreme, the first person, that is the president, has to come to deal with this petty? He can send his energy, his representative. And, but a president who has his grandson or who has his daughter or son, whatever, he got some infection and got admitted in the hospital. Now the president will drop everything and he will come personally to see his son or his grandson. Even though he could send his representative, but he doesn't want them. So, Paritranaya Sadhanam Vinashasya Duskritam Dharma Samtapanandaya. If you see, establishing the religious code, you can see his plenary expansion, expansion of the plenary expansions can establish, his Satyavesh Avatar can establish the religious principle. Killing the demon, not a big thing. But Paritranaya Sadhanam, to deliver the devotee, that is the reason. But then, the devotees, you know, if you see the life of a great devotees, they are put into struggle, like Prahlad Maharaj, Kunti Maharani, Devaki, a lot of hardship, a lot of tribulations, a lot of obstacle in devotional service. In the previous 2 verses back, you know, Prabhupada explains about the Jivan Mukta, or one is liberated within the body. King Nabi is a Jivan Mukta personality. Jivan Mukta means it If you see the 8 qualities which Prabhupada explained in the purport, it all boils down to one aspect, that is desire. One is the desire, he doesn't have any material desire or personal desire, material motivation, but only one desire, to please Krishna. That is there strong, then he is a Jivan Mukta, because he doesn't get elated with his happiness or distress in this material world. He is not acting for satisfying his material desires, or he is not working to achieve his material goals or anything. He is only doing for the pleasure of Krishna, and he is not affected by the result of this, because he is doing for the purpose of Krishna. That's it. So he is not affected by the result of the activity. So that is Jivan Mukta. So for the devotee, he is not affected by the distress of this material world, isn't it? We can see from the life. Then why Krishna come to save the devotees? That is like devotee paritrana sadhanam. Krishna is coming to save the devotee, but devotees are always, you know, devotee, whether the difficulty comes or not. And they are more advanced, and they are more taking shelter of Krishna when the difficulties are coming more. Yatra tatra jagat guru, vipada shantu, Kunti Maharani is praying. Let the calamities come, Prabhupada explains time and again in the lecture series. Calamity is good if you can able to remember Krishna. If the calamities make you to go to Krishna, and that is Krishna's system, because if you see the Sukritanas, Atto Jigyasu Artati, right? Those who are distressed will approach me. That's a system actually. Because this material world is made in a such a way that will behooves one, that is Prabhupada writes in the second chapter of Bhagavad Gita. What is it? Material perplexities behooves one to approach a spiritual master. Right? The anxiety in this material world, there is a classic of uncertainty of the future. And no one can, so we right now this kind of situation is a classic example of what we are living for the last few months. No one can predict what is going to happen in the future. It's like we can see, no one has answer when it will be ending, what we'll do, you know. We have some in transaction with this local government and a local council. They are also bewildered. They are supposed to lead the people, but they cannot answer the question. We ask them, you know, what if they are also in limbo, you know, in dilemma. What is the current scenario? So that actually help one to approach a spiritual master who can give Krishna, or approach Krishna. That will lift a person from to a different dimension, where he is not affected by this material thing. So then why Krishna coming paritranaya sadhanam? It is said that Krishna wants to see devotee, and devotees are feeling separation, and they want to see Krishna face to face. That is the only thing. Because the distress or the problem in the material world, they are not affected because they are Jivan Mukta. So, the two functions of the Supreme Personality of Godhead here is said. Next is, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ordered to preach, one must live a practical life and show people how to do things. Okay. So this is another last line, if you see, mission of an incarnation, some example how to do. Every incarnation has a mission. So Rishabhdev is the 8th incarnation in the list of incarnations in the 3rd chapter, 1st canto. He is showing people the path to perfection by performing austerity and penance. That we can see clearly from the next chapter, 5th chapter, where he will start instructing to his sons. He has 100 sons, he is going to instruct them. So in an exemplary way, this is another theme in Bhagavad Gita also, that the Supreme Lord Krishna is saying to Arjuna, you wanted to leave this battle and go to forest, that's fine, but then following your footstep, many people will imitate. And you might have the qualification to renounce, and you can be of that caliber, but not everyone will have that qualification. So without qualification, artificially having that position will make them more vulnerable and more degraded. So you need to, you may not, Krishna says, yes, for a selfless soul, there is no duty in this material world, or there is no work to be done. But still, one has to act. Why? To set an example. And he gives the example. He gives the example of Janak Maharaj, who perfected in life just by doing the duties. And he gives the example of himself, because Krishna says, what duty I have in this three world? A Supreme Personality of Godhead, he doesn't have anything in this three world, but he acts as a Kshatriya, he acts as an householder, henpecked husband, to set an example. So that people, then people are want to imitate the activities of Krishna. Imitate the activities of Krishna. Oh, Krishna enjoyed with the unmarried girls in the night in the forest. They want to imitate, but they don't want to follow the instruction. Prabhupada explains that without the, we want to immediately jump onto the 10th canto, right? But not want to follow the instructions. This is Prabhupada here giving Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, right? According to Shruti Smriti Puranadi Pancharatra Vidhim Veena, Aikantika Arayal Bhakti Utpat Eva Kalpate. Aikantika Arayal Bhakti. You show bottle of a devotee without following the rules and regulations are prescribed, which is in the Vedas or Shruti Smriti. Then it will create chaos in the society. Utpaita Eva Kalpate. It will cause disturbance in the society. Yes, when we are practicing bhakti, so bhakti is about emotions, about the love. So one, I was visiting one preaching family, and the person said, yes, you know, but Krishna says, it's all bhakti. Patram pushpam palam toyam, yome bhakti prayachite. That bhakti is important, love is important. But I understand that the mood is that what is in your heart, what you want to express, do it. But then Krishna says, what you need to offer? Patram pushpam. So you can't say, oh, out of love, I'll offer everything to Krishna. Krishna will not accept. Like, if you know, we follow the Pancharatrika Vidhi in the worship of the deities. So, like, for example, if someone is saying, oh, Krishna is makkhan chor, he likes butter. Now, if someone out of spontaneity takes some butter and apply in the mouth of Krishna, will allow? No. In India, we have this ritual in Hanuman temple. If you go, they put butter in the mouth. Red color, and then after the worship they take from that and then give that as a prasad, and then we put it in our forehead. Now if everyone, you know, if say started saying, after all this is bhakti, I want to express my love towards Krishna, yes it is good, and they started doing, you know, random musical thing, that will create disturbance. Imagine everyone wants to do arati in their own style to Krishna, a own way, then it will cause disturbance in the society. Like even in the kirtan, we follow Prabhupada. Prabhupada is given, we have to sing Guru Mantra, then Panchatattva, then Hare Krishna Mantra. Everyone sings that, it is peace, it is going smooth, because that emotion of bhakti is channeled by the rules and regulation of the scriptures, so that you can dovetail that emotion to that person properly. It is not spread and, you know, vector or deviated. An example is like the canal. If you see the water canals, they have these two things which will bring that water to the source, to the dam or something. So that way it is channeled towards the Lord's lotus feet. So that is very important actually to follow. But that will put off people. If you tell, okay, there are people like kirtan, people like Prasad. But then when you start telling about the four regulative principles, when you start telling about the life of a devotee, the rules and regulation, the prescription, the do's and don'ts, then people will try to, the number will reduce. As I go in Bhagavad Gita, Manushanam Sadasreshu, Kaschitheta Siddhaya. So, when you are selling something which is very valuable, like for example, you are selling some rare diamond or very costly jewel, you won't find crowd in that store. You get a qualified person to buy things. Similarly, so yes, bhakti is natural, it's there within the heart of every individual living entity. But in order to have that spontaneity, first we have to do sadhana bhakti, especially following the scriptures. But people think, oh, that is scriptural, that is something which is very ritualistic, very philosophical. What about my sentiments? Prabhupada said, sentiment, religion has to go with philosophy. Otherwise it will become fanatic. Religion and philosophy has to be hand in hand. Your sentiments, your emotion, and the philosophy and the knowledge and logic, rational, it should be supported to go long distance. Otherwise, what we have initial is that emotion of enthusiasm, a relief from the material distress, it has to solidify by reading the scriptures like Bhagavad Gita, starting from Bhagavad Gita. That's why Prabhupada also was not happy about the professional reciters of Bhagavatam, because they directly want to jump into the 10th canto without going through the 9th canto, without having the understanding, no understanding of philosophy. It looks very nutritive and very attractive for the hearer. Oh, this story, this moves me, it melts me, I get tears every time I listen to it. Then what happened to that? After the Pandal program, then back to square one. Because there is no as such a transformation in the heart of a person. So here that's why this here is a, every human being must advance his spiritual life and then return home back to God. And Maharaj Yasodhaya strictly followed all these principles. Remind an idle grasp and taught his sons how to become perfect in spiritual life. This is a life of principle. Devotee life means is a life of principle. Especially the Shruti Smriti, the Vedas is considered as a mother, which is direct towards the Supreme Father Krishna. And the Shruti and Smriti is compared to our brothers and sisters who are also pointing towards the Supreme Father. Because in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, what is the essence of Vedas? What is the purpose of Vedas? By Vedas, you should know me. Which is not different from the devotional service to the Lord. Because the scriptures, the Shruti, the Smriti are given so that it will make a person go closer to Krishna. Identify the Supreme Lord, who is the end, who is the Vedanta, who is the end of these Vedas, what is the reason. Because Krishna says, I am the compiler, I am the thing who compiled, who gave. So by all means you should come to me. So by following the rules and regulation, one may think that is very primitive or not good idea, but actually one genuinely trying to control his senses, control his mind and chant Hare Krishna, that will slowly make him close to Krishna. That's a process. Prabhupada criticized the lecture, in one of the lecture on this verse about Gandhi, who gave his Arijan without the qualification of people. He wants to make everyone equal. So he gave all the people who are Sudra as Arijan, everyone is Arijan. So Prabhupada said, come back to that like a rubber stamp devotee. It's now a fashion that yes, you wear tilak, you wear kanti, and external. We assume, oh, if you have a big bag in your neck, are you the devotee? Right? Easily we can make everyone believe. But then, to get that qualification of a devotee, we should understand what really means by the scriptures, because that is given by the great acharyas. That is why Prabhupada also here, very nice line. If you can, this is essence of this purpose. One can say, one cannot teach others unless he behaves the same way himself. Prabhupada said, the teacher should, before teaching, he should practice. As acharya, a classic example is Prabhupada. What he taught is what he practiced, and what he practiced is what he gave to people. So in that way you can see the life of the great devotees. They also follow rules and regulations. They also follow strictly the Shrutis, the Smriti, the description and the Pancharatra Vidhi, everything. So that they can set an example to all. So here Rishabdev, as an ideal student, he set an example. He doesn't need to know because he is omniscient, but still he went to Gurukul. Then as an ideal grahastha, he set an example. And then another important is, he reminded an ideal grahastha and taught his son how to become perfect in spiritual life. So perfection in spiritual life is independent of one's ashram. This we should understand. His sons are great devotees, because if you see the following verses, you will see the names of the sons. They are going to be the Mahajans, or the propagators of this devotional service. And they are great devotees actually. But then he is giving the lessons of renunciation and austerity to his son, even though he is an ideal grahastha. So, Varnashram in itself is not elevation in spiritual, but that's just a safety net where they can practice spirituality. The cultural advancement and the social and the occupation. So here you can see he is giving about the knowledge to his sons. And he himself, which he is giving austerity and penance, later in his life, he will be unaffected and aloof from all the material urges or the hankering. You can see from his own life, he is completely aloof from the dualities of this material world. He performed austerity. So what he is teaching now, and we can see from the life of King Nabi also, it's a parampara. He also idealistic, rasta, then he understood time to retirement. So retirement he took it with great pleasure and joy. The austerity, tapasa, prasanna tapasa, that's the word, right? Very happily and jubilantly he was performing austerity. Of course, he was going to Vanaprastha stage, which is the dharma is austerity, and it was not grudging, or it was not a painful experience for him. That austerity he was embracing very jubilantly, very happily, and he was so happy in performing that austerity. That is a criteria of Vanaprastha. It's not just an external setup that one renounces everything, but one is he ready? He is happy going through that kind of austerity. The austerity in modes also is given in Bhagavad Gita. Right? Austerity in the passion means that he is concerned about the difficulty of the body, so that he doesn't want to go through or do it, even though he is capable of doing it. So that is we can see from King Nabi, King Rishabdev, in his own example, what he is teaching now, he is going to show him down the line. And same with King Nabi, what he did, he renounced, he gave the way, he thought, okay, give to Rishabdev and retire from and take the devotion service. So this is a devotee's meditation that internalize that teachings and show as an example that Krishna consciousness itself is very susukham kartum abhiyam, Krishna saying, of course one can. So one by just following this regulative principle, chanting do's and don'ts in Krishna consciousness, really can show how happy he is by his behavior. I'll just stop here and see if anyone has any questions, comments, correction or addition what we discussed today. Okay. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.